This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. I want to finish up with the World War III clip after Kasich and Christie called for punching the Russians in the nose, shooting down their planes, threatening Putin. And then the response of Rand Paul, and then a clip that I want to spend more time on, but we've got a guest coming in studio that's from Michael Savage's show and a congressional hearing on C-SPAN with a Yazidi tribesman talking about what Al-Qaeda does, sex-slaving little girls and then eating them. And they admit they do this. They make videos about it, eating hearts. They love it. This is who our government wants to let into the country and who they're allied with. And that whole deck of cards is coming down right now. So right now, let's go ahead and go to the World War III comment.
If there was a no-fly zone, you say that potentially could lead to World War III. Why?
Well, I think if you're in favor of World War III, you have your candidate. You know, here's the thing. My goodness, what we want in a leader is someone with judgment, not someone who is so reckless as to stand on the stage and say, yes, I'm jumping up and down. I'm going to shoot down Russian planes. Russia already flies in that airspace. It may not be something we're in love with the fact that they're there, but they were invited by Iraq and by Syria to fly in that airspace. And so if we announce that we're going to have a no-fly zone, and others have said this, Hillary Clinton's also for it, it is a recipe for disaster. It's a recipe for World War III. We need to confront Russia from a position of strength, but we don't need to confront Russia from a point of recklessness that would lead to war. This is something, this type of judgment, you know, it's having that kind of judgment, who you would appoint and how you're going to conduct affairs.
Almost a perfect answer, but I've studied the situation. Russia's not confronting anybody. They're trying to go free market. They kicked the oligarchs out. They got two military bases. We got 200. They're not messing with anybody. The bully is punching them in the nose and then saying that the 100-pound kid, the 200-pound bully's beating up, has done something. It's just not happening. We're a hijacked country, now an empire, running around committing war crimes, and it has to stop. And these fat chicken hawks, I'm just sorry, shooting their mouths off. I guarantee you those guys are cowardly punks. Because nobody that really knows what's going on or ever been involved in any real violence likes to shoot their mouths off about it. Now, speaking of violence, let's talk about the globalist proxy army sent in by NATO and Saudi Arabia and others and what they're up to when they get your women, whether it's in Africa or the Middle East. They admit this, sex slavery, and then they kill them. Let's go ahead and go to the tape.
Yesterday, a leader of the Yazidi people went before Congress, thank God for the Republicans who invited Mirza Ismail, chairman of the Yazidi Human Rights Organization International, to try and tell the world what Obama is ignoring. Listen to clip three. Are you ready for this? You better hold on to your seats. Play it.
Thousands of young Yazidi women, girls, and even children, who as I speak have been enslaved and forced into sexual slavery. These girls are subjected to daily multiple rapes by ICE monsters. According to many escaped women and girls whom I talked to in northern Iraq, the abducted Yazidi, the most women and children, number over 7,000. Some of those women and girls have had to watch 7, 8, and 9-year-old children bleed to death before their eyes after being raped by ISIS militia multiple times a day.
I know his English isn't as good as that of Barack Obama. I realize he's not as charming. But listen to clip four.
A mother,
a better English.
Whose children were torn from them by ISIS. These same mothers came to plead for the return of their children, only to be informed that they, the mothers, had been fed the flesh of their own children by ISIS. Children murdered.
We're going to go to break. They kidnap girls as young as seven. They rape them by the hundreds, make money off of it. Ones they can't sex sell, they cook. I mean, this is who our government backs, folks.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Busy talking to Harry Dent of HarryDent.com, and he's here in studio with us in Austin, Texas. We called up, wanted to get him on the show, and his secretary or whatever said, oh, well, he's out of town. He's in Austin, Texas. We said, well, bingo, let's get him in studio. So he's here for the rest of the hour. We'll try to get him to pop in or take something for the nightly news as well. But in the next 10 minutes or so, we're supposed to hear whether there's going to be a rate hike today or not. And that's why it's so great to have him here in studio. He's the author of The Demographic Cliff and the editor of the free newsletter Economy and Markets. He's the founder of Dent Research. He was one of the senior folks over at Bain Capital, and I'm not going to go over all of his business degrees from Harvard Business School and the rest of it, but he's worked for top Fortune 100 companies, and he's been one of the most accurate predictors of long-term, mid-term, and short-term trends. U.S. stocks come off high. Fed finally lifts key interest rate from near zero. It just came out seconds ago. Guys, can you print that from the AP? The Federal Reserve is raising interest rates after 7 years of record lows, but in signaling the further rate hikes will likely be made slowly as the economy strengthens further and muted inflation rises. The Fed's move to lift the key rate by a quarter point to a range of 0.25% to 0.5% ends an extraordinary 7 year period of near zero rates that began at the depths of the 2008 financial crisis. Consumers and businesses could now face modestly higher rates on some loans. So it was supposed to break at 2:15 Eastern. It broke at about 2:09 Eastern. And so, Mr. Dent, boom, right here as it breaks. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, great to be here finally.
I was into politics first until the news came out. But, I mean, you've talked all about this. You predicted what they would do. What does this signify? Where is this going?
Well, first of all, this will be the last rate hike by my forecast. This is too late. They should have done this a good bit ago, at least 6 months ago. Now they're doing it when the economy's finally weakening, only because they kind of forced to. It's like jobs are still good, but jobs is not the way to look at the economy. It's a lagging indicator. I look at retail sales are slowing, manufacturing slowing, all types of divergences in the stock market, which we'll talk about. Say, we're about to go into a recession. Junk bond yields are going up. They're the first to see a recession because they're like really jittery about loan defaults. So I think this is too late. And I think by the time they would consider doing the next hike, maybe in March, April, May, they will not do it. I think this will be the last rate hike. They'll do a quarter and they'll be done for a long time because I think the economy is going to be the worst we'll see in a long time in 2016.
Well, we've got your charts in the computer for TV viewers, for radio listeners. We can talk through them. We're going to break in about 8-9 minutes. You've got the floor here to break down your analysis, where you think it's going, the fact that your predictions have again come true pretty much. You said they'd admit that by the winter that things were actually slowing. They now admit that. You're saying it's probably going to get a lot worse soon. Walk through it for the TV viewers and radio listeners across the world.
Well, I mean, number one, we've been saying for a long time, the everyday baby boomer peaked in spending in 2007. We predicted that 20 years ago because that happens at age 46. Now, the affluent sector, the top 20% of consumers, they control a little over 50% of income and spending. So they're just as important. They don't peak until age 54, which is right now here in late 2015. So we've been saying that the big surprise of there'll be a number of surprises in 2016. Number one, the affluent consumer will tail off, and that's going to be the final blow to consumer spending. And they're doing this just as the Fed is raising rates. Number two, Germany has the worst demographics in the world, and that's what we specialize in. Worse than Japan in the 90s for the next 8 years. So Japan is going to weaken, and they're holding up Europe. And then finally, the great China bubble is bursting, starting with stocks. I'm going to show that within the next month or two, China's going to see another sharp collapse, likely in their stock market, and then their real estate's going to follow, and it's going to be game over around the world for real estate. So China is the biggest thing I worry about. I am predicting that 2016 will be the worst year for the stock market, if you look from beginning to end of any year, including 73, 74, 2001, 2008, since 1931.
And what's scary is, have you done a chart on your general accuracy? I mean, I've been following you for more than a decade. I've gone back and looked at your stuff before that. You predicted almost everything that's happened, and you did it a lot of times against the conventional propaganda being put out from the financial sector.
Yeah, we always, I don't try to be against the grain. We just have different indicators. We look at people and what they predict we do. We don't look at the government and them. Governments just react. Like now, they're reacting late to raise interest rates, you know, and they reacted late in 2008 to lower them. They react. They're not the future. People spend money predictably from cradle to grave, and I can tell you when people weigh the most, eat the most calories, buy calories.
I'm 42, and I'm already thinking about saving more money, starting to cut back. I mean, a lot of folks end up at 45, 50, but I'm already always been a little bit more advanced than the average person just in, you know, growing up and things. I'm already thinking like I'm 50 and already starting to pull in my feelers.
Yeah, and that's when people should start saving. But people do start saving in their late 40s. It's when their kids leave the nest. The kids are such an expense that most people have no room to save. But after the kids leave, oh, people save. And that's why the peak in spending comes at 46. It's not even the peak in income when they start saving for retirement. And then when they retire, not only do they not spend anymore, they spend less and less. They're not working and contributing to Social Security and Medicare and all these things.
And we're top-heavy, but nothing compared to Japan or Germany or Italy. I mean, I look at their demographics.
Yeah.
I mean, they're gone. I mean, it's...
They're retirement home and hawk is what I call Japan. I mean, it really... And they're not doing anything to encourage higher births. Young people in Japan, when the crisis hit there in the early 90s, and they're still in crisis 25 years later because their demographics are so bad, and they've been doing QE all over the place. Young people don't even want to have sex or date or get married because they can't afford to. They have part-time jobs. They don't have any security or benefits that their parents had. The older people took all the benefits and left the young people with nothing.
So what else is coming? Looking at that camera right there, Mr. Dent, I mean, tell the folks out there watching and listening, what else do you see coming?
Well, you know, we have a chart we could throw up. I've been showing this now for 2 years. It's called the megaphone pattern. And it shows that every time we've seen a bubble, remember the bubble that peaked in early 2000 with tech stocks? Well, then there was a big crash. Yeah, we see this. And then we had a smaller bubble in 2007. And then it crashed. And now we got another great bubble. Each bubble has taken us to new highs, and each crash has taken us to new lows. Now, this is a common pattern. Nobody in Wall Street's paying attention to this. Anybody could see it if you're not blind. They don't want to talk about it. This chart says that the next crash ought to take us to 6,000 on the Dow or lower, and probably by early 2017 or so. So I'm seeing the signs that stocks are overvalued. We're seeing the signs of slowing in retail and leading indicators. We're seeing the sign that investors are no longer buying small cap stocks. They're only buying large cap stocks. In fact, they're only buying Google and Facebook and stocks like that.
Well, interrupt. I'm not tuning your horn, but you said about 4 months ago, hey, you know, by November, by December, you're going to really know it's a serious recession. The bubbles are going to start imploding. And up until that time, the mainstream media was everything's fine. It's getting great. Everything's wonderful. They're going to raise interest rates anytime. And now, about 2 months after you said that, they began to admit, okay, bad jobs numbers, bad manufacturing numbers, bad savings numbers. They started admitting that, okay, we're not doing too well. What is the real state of the economy? I mean, I know it's not evenly distributed around the world, but what is the state of the global economy in sectors?
Well, again, there's certain sectors that go first and things. Again, the biggest thing I'm seeing, I look at Nordstrom and Tiffany, two of the flagship upscale retailers. Their stocks are down 30 to 40% in the last
couple
months.
To go in Nordstrom's when my girls wanted shoes or something maybe once or twice a year around this time, and it was crawling with people. It's not half as busy.
It's not happening now. Yeah, and Nordstrom had to put on sales. And so what I've been looking for, again, the average person in Walmart and Target, that peaked way back in 2007. So what we're looking for now, I'm looking for signs that the upscale consumer is peaking, and boy, that is crystal clear. And when they go, there's nobody left to spend. And the Fed has made these upscale families who own almost all the stocks in this country incredibly wealthy through quantitative easing that has pushed stocks into another bubble, even though the economy is not that good. So this is the biggest sign I'm looking for. But I tell you, the crash in China, and I've got a chart on that's worth looking at, Alex, that when China crashed 42% just months ago, that was the same thing that happened in 1929 when that bubble burst in the United States. Both crashed 42% in 2.5 months, and now China is rebounding only because the Chinese government is spending hundreds of billions of dollars. This is like QE for stocks, to buy their own stock market to create a bounce. The same thing the U.S. government did in late 29. That only lasted a few months.
And won't that just stagnate things like Japan?
Huh?
Won't that just stagnate things like Japan did?
Yeah, well, China is the next Japan. Japan was the second great country up and coming in the late 80s before they crashed. China is the same thing today. Everybody thinks China's going to grow at 10% forever. They will
Shouldn't
not.
Our governments do what Russia's trying to do, maybe too little too late, and say have kids?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Everybody should be encouraging that. And I tell you, the biggest thing, everybody's tried everything. Tax credits, you know, and extended maternity leave and stuff. Subsidizing childcare. And I hate subsidies. The government's always interfering with everything.
But you got to make it easier.
Yeah. Because women can't work and have kids unless they can get affordable childcare. And our childcare is going
to... And then it makes you believe in the future when you have kids. It makes you work harder. People are just kind of giving up, going, well, it doesn't look too good. I'll just play video games. Look, a video game isn't going to make you happy at 75 years old when you're alone at Christmas, folks. I'm telling you, we need to survive. We need to thrive as a species. Start having some kids. Not importing third world populations, just giving them free stuff. We'll be back.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
down on the Union. It was made in the USA. Sure, it sounded like a good idea. Till it got in the way. We're looking at America, its future, the world's future. One of the top forecasters out there, Harry Dent, harrydent.com, his new book. You can get super deals on it, by the way, at his site, The Demographic Cliff. This is a short 6-minute segment, 18-minute segment coming up. He's going to be on the nightly news tonight. Either I or Jakari Jackson are going to interview him for the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central at InfoWarsNews.com. We have 6 months free right now, the subscription service at PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com. We only do this during December and into the new year every year. Normally it's 5 months free. This year I'm going crazy. 6 months free because bandwidth costs have gone down. I see a day down the road where PrisonPlanet.tv is like $1 a year. but right now we need to still make it where it funds the operation. So PrisonPlanet.tv, 20 people can use each membership. So you can get all your Christmas shopping done right now. PrisonPlanet.tv. Harry Dent. There's so many questions I've got on the rounded top, the war talk, deflation, who do you like in the presidential race, and how do you protect yourself? We'll get to some of that in the next segment. But what do you want to hit first? More of these graphs?
Yeah, I wanted to show one graph, the rounded top, because we're at a very critical place on the stock market. And I've been looking for a top, and I'm finally seeing the divergences. Large caps are doing great, as I said, and small caps are doing horrible. That's the classic sign of a top. And what we've seen since May 18th, which was actually the top in the S&P 500 and Dow thus far, every time before that, the market just made slight new highs and slight new highs. Now, every time it rallies, we see a different trend. It's making slightly lower highs. And I think that's going to happen again here. We're just rallying around this Fed hike. I think it's going to go up to about 2,000 on the S&P 500, and is probably going to stop there. If it doesn't, it's going to make a new high. And I tell you, if that happens, you definitely should sell your stocks in that new high. But I think it's more likely it will fail again, and then we'll start heading down. And I think we're going to see a crash bigger than 2008 in the same time frame. It's going to take about a year, year and a half from the top, but it's going to go down harder because we've extended this bubble through funny money, free money, for 7 years now, and just stretched everything. Bigger bubbles, more debt. There's $57 trillion more debt in the world than there was in
2000. And there's more derivatives, right?
More derivatives, more almost everything.
Well, let me ask you this, because you did nail a lot of predictions. This one you got right. You said they're not going to raise rates until maybe, you know, in the winter, maybe a quarter of a point, one yeah. and done. But you said, you know, within weeks or months, the crash will become evident that we're going into it. Well, that's pretty much about a 98% accurate. I mean, they're not calling it a crash, but a lot of indicators are showing it. They're still trying to prop it up with the, you know, this force field of QE. But then how do you define a crash? I mean, were you dead on with that prediction?
Well, I tell you, you know, in that chart I showed earlier, if we do head down and break what I call like 1880 in the S&P 500, I've got reasons for that, that will lead to a crash down to 1600 or lower. Once you get substantially more than 20%, it says the bubble's over. We've seen 12% in the crash into August, and that was bigger than the October crash last year. So it shows the momentum's heading downward. But I need to see that over 20%, and then I can say this bubble is over.
So you're saying the indicators are there. They even admit it's starting to fail, but it could go really down fast anytime.
Yes. Well, when this thing finally breaks, it is going to go down fast. And again,
so it's going to be an elevator.
Yes. That's why I tell people you're better to get out a little early than a little late in a bubble. Better to miss that last 5 or 10% than all of a sudden, oh, it's down 42%. What do I do now? Will people panic?
Are you out completely or are you?
Yes. I'm out of, definitely out of.
When did you get out?
Oh, my God. I got out in back in April.
Do you sometimes wish you'd have rode it some more?
No, no. Well, the market's been up very little since then.
Yeah, you're right. It's been kind of flat.
Yeah, it's been flat since November 2014. The market's gone nowhere, and that's the first time in this bubble.
Despite mega money printing and stock buying by governments all over the world.
That's right. In other words, artificial stimulus can never work forever. Because it's something for nothing.
It's kind of like a balloon. Once it starts getting out of helium, it gets to that point where it just kind of lifts. It stops lifting, and then suddenly it starts falling.
Yeah. You can only pump. This economy has failing, slowing demographics, debt burdens, unbelievable. More makes the 1920s look like nothing.
Mentally ill political systems.
Yeah. The economy wants to detox, deleverage, and the government won't let it. So
okay.
It's just going to do it anyway.
Harry Dent, our guest, HarryDent.com. I want to come back and talk about wild cards. But are they really wild cards? It seems wars and all sorts of political tyranny comes historically with these downtimes. So how will those affect it straight ahead? We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95. And then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up at T-minus 27 minutes, David Knight, a fresh horse of a battle for liberty, takes over the InfoWars operation in the new fourth hour that so many stations are now picking up and broadcasting. By the way, I had stations in New York State, New Mexico, California, and Texas call me on my cell phone yesterday. So I know they're hitting the producers and affiliate relations up at the network in Minnesota. I'm down here in Austin, Texas, saying, hey, we want to carry InfoWars Nightly News debate coverage on our stations. And I never even thought it's our live coverage of special events that's so popular. And I'm targeting UHF, VHF, and cable stations, which we're starting to get some in the last month, without even really promoting it yet, that we push that next year. We just got up on the satellite a few months ago. But it's the AM and FM that actually want the nightly news. And without even promoting it, we've already got a whole bunch of stations picking that up. It's very exciting, folks. So praise God for that. I mean, seriously, the show is exploding. And instead of Clear Channel coming after me like they used to do, they're just telling their host, adopt our tactics. And let me tell you, that's when you know you're winning, people, is imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. And I don't want to be the big know-it-all up here with a libertarian, anti-globalist perspective, you know, capitalist perspective. I want to win the culture war and have other people more eloquent, more schooled than I be influenced by my research and my guest research and basically adopt many of our ideas because our ideas are superior. I mean, hands down, this is not a dumb butt show. This is not just milquetoast one topic over and over again with mindless talking points with a bunch of liberal or conservative parrots debating it. This is real Americana, real Renaissance. Speaking of real Renaissance, there's ways to protect yourself from the demographic cliff that we're clearly going over. And Harry Dent has his book, Demographic Cliff, for free. It's $4.95 for the shipping. I have to know with shipping and handling with media mail, that's what it cost. So this is at cost. You add in other issues. I know you're losing money because to print one of these books probably costs $3-4. So he's losing money doing it, even though he's a best-selling author, to get it to you, to obviously get a relationship with you with his newsletter. A lot of great info there. HarryDent.com. It's a loss leader. If you don't get the book for $4.95, at least give it to friends and family. You may know all about this. Give it to somebody. If you don't get a book at that cost, I mean, it's really a stupid move. Donate to the library, whatever. Our biggest problem is our audience is already so informed. They're like, why get a book? To get the graph, to have the info, to really immerse yourself in it and see if you can learn something from it. I know I certainly did. So that's HarryDent.com to find that deal. Now, before we go any further, you've got until Friday at noon to assure in the lower 48 that you get your shipments of nutraceuticals, Hillary for prison shirts, high-quality water filters, non-GMO heirloom seeds, lowest prices. We have over 600 products now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's all stuff I use, all stuff I love, all things that I know you like. You know, we study what's popular as well, and lo and behold, my audience likes the same stuff I do. The store is doing very well in helping fund the operation because it's so competitive. It's such quality, whether it's solar-powered systems, whether it's high-quality storable foods, whether it's come and take it, Molon Labe, Patriot Apparel for men and women so we can aggressively get out there and meet like-minded people and, you know, just wear our colors openly. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com and a bunch of specials, as much as 33% off the nutraceuticals and different package deals, ends this Friday. So InfoWarsLife.com. And you can also get 6 months free. We've never offered 6 months for InfoWars Nightly News at PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, so much more. 20 people can use it. I'm now ranting about that subject. I do want to open the phones up for quick questions for Mr. Dent while we've got him. Your economic questions at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will take your phone calls as well. Just opened those phones up about 2 minutes ago. Okay, you heard my question before the break, Mr. Dent. What about wild cards of war that tend to, in my graphs, looking at history, tend to pop up almost always around big economic downturns, and we see the evidence of it happening again. What about social unrest? How do those exacerbate problems, and why do you historically think there are responsive governments as they see a slide happening, and how can we protect ourselves from this? What are you doing economically to not just survive but thrive in this climate?
Well, you know, first of all, you looked at the Great Depression led to World War II. You know, Hitler was rising, and when you have a fixed pie or a shrinking pie, it makes sense for governments to expand at others' expense, for Germany to roll into Poland and France and the rest of Europe, and the same thing for Japan. So there is a reason when the economies get weak, there is a big motive for war. Now, you look at Russia. Russia is one of the worst demographic countries ahead, already is. And Russia has falling oil and commodity prices, which is their bread and butter. So they're in real trouble. There's every incentive for Putin to try to expand into Ukraine and Georgia and any place he can. So that's going to continue to happen. But more importantly, Alex, I have a geopolitical indicator that is just incredible. every 35 years, for about 17, 18 years, everything's hunky-dory. And then for 17, 18 years, everything's terrible. And basically, we had great geopolitical trends from 83 to 2000. Think of what went wrong in the world back then. The worst thing that happened, we had a 100-hour war with Saddam Hussein and kicked him out and didn't try to take over the country, and it was all over. From 9/11 to now and into late 2019 at a minimum, this geopolitical cycle keeps getting worse. I'm not surprised to see the Metro jet go down from Russia and the terrorist attacks in Paris. ISIS rose out of our failure in Iraq. We left there after not winning a war, and they basically took all the disaffected Sunni soldiers and generals and turned them into ISIS. Now we got a huge problem. So this is going to continue, and this is another reason the stock market's not just going to be able to keep going up, living on stimulus and QE. Bad geopolitical trends make the stock market worth
and half. Food's running out all over the world. Populations are ballooning. The bizarre left then wants to import these Motley Crues to use them as political weapons. I mean, I agree, the trends, the history, it's all there. You add, though, all these other things that we didn't have previously. This looks downright explosive. And we have Ministry of Defense reports from 2007 and Pentagon reports predicting all this starting 2016 and beyond. It basically meshes with your graphs.
Yeah, it does. And I tell you, Europe has got the worst of it here. They're already having seen the euro disintegrate because of the rich countries versus the poor countries. That disparity is causing imbalances. Now, this Paris attack, they have open borders. You know, they have open migration and open trade of goods. This is ending. Every country is going to say, we got to protect our borders now. And that's the last blow to the euro. And the Europe is right there next to Russia. Russia's going to bear the brunt. I mean, Europe's going to bear the brunt of this Russian aggression and the brunt of the Middle East terrorist attacks that's going to rise. It's harder for them to attack here. Our Muslims are more integrated. Europe's are not. So Europe is really going to get hit hard in the next several years. I think this we're seeing a peak, not for the U.S. as much, more like a plateau, a peak for Europe. And Europe's never going to be the same.
What about bizarre cultural suicide leftist behavior peaking with them saying ban brown paper bags and Darth Vader's racist, ban him? I mean, the so-called left, and I'm not a left or right guy. I mean, I'm just a libertarian. I used to be, you know, against Bush, but I wasn't for the Democrats. They really do act like crazy people with the stuff on CNN, the stuff on MSNBC, the bizarreness at the colleges, you know, saying change the name of a building from Lynch Hall because Lynch reminds them of lynching, but don't change the attorney general's name. I mean, it really has reached a mental illness level. How do you see that affecting things?
Well, you know, this is what I call a bipolar political situation. I see extreme problems on the extreme right and the extreme left, and things are moving in both directions. And this happens when you have times of income inequality like the Roaring Twenties and now, where the top 1% control 50% of the wealth and things like that. You get this bipolar thing, and neither side can agree with each other. That's why you can't pass any effective bill.
But a lot of the ultra-rich are the ones financing the left and this class envy misdirected at the middle class.
Well, and they're financing the right. The Koch brothers pretty much vetoed Mitt Romney. That, you know, they want somebody farther right and stuff. And so this is not a healthy sign. This is where we were in the late 20s, early 30s, and we had to have the system break down.
Where would we be if Mitt Romney was in?
Oh, frankly, I don't think politicians make that big a difference.
Let me ask you this for you.
Only in a crisis do they. I don't think we'd be that much different, but I think we might be better off on foreign policy.
Sure. I want to go to some calls in a moment. We'll also play Rand Paul saying greatest threat to national security is debt. But before we do that, I need to see the call screen up there, guys, so I can tell you who the callers are. Let me ask you this. Who do you like, though? This is a personal guy, you know, as a father, of the candidates, Hillary, Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz. I mean, who do you overall in general think, you know, might make a better president? I understand they probably can't change that much overall, but at least a Rand Paul wouldn't come after our guns. At least a Ted Cruz or a Donald Trump wouldn't come after our guns and doesn't have some suicide wish for the country, in my view.
Well, you know, I don't really like any of them. I don't think we have a good choice of candidates. Trump is at least saying some things that need to be said.
Yeah, I like Trump.
But, you know, and then he turns around and says something totally crazy like we're going to
cut off the internet.
11 million immigrants back. That would cost a fortune. It would be impossible to do. And it would cause an instant recession from the loss of jobs and income and spending, even if it were temporary. So, you know, if I had to pick one, I would agree more with Rand Paul, because I'm more of a libertarian in that.
Yeah, he is the best overall.
But if for me, the guy I would like to see is somebody like Michael Bloomberg. Run a big city. He's a billionaire. I've been in Bloomberg.
No, I know, but he's good on a lot of business stuff, but he's anti-gun.
Yeah. But I can live with that. I mean, we already have 300 some million guns. So you know.
You don't think you'd be able to get them?
Well, first of all, you can't do much about it at this point. But I don't think gun ownership. I think there are some extremes in gun ownership. People shouldn't have AK-47s. Come on, you don't hunt with that.
No, but I mean, I understand your view on that. But the AK-47s aren't committing the crimes most of the time. I mean, it's people doing it, but those aren't even guns. They want to.
Well, the terrorists use them.
Yeah, they want to demonize a certain type of gun, and then once they set the president to ban that, they can ban everything.
Yeah. But again, I want somebody that can have respect overseas. I don't see any of the candidates that overseas diplomats and prime ministers around the world would respect.
Who's the best you think, though? I mean, on that front, maybe Rand Paul?
No, I don't.
What do you think about the statements?
I don't think Cruz. I don't think Trump. Bernie Sanders. No way. Hillary would get the most respect from.
What do you think about Kasich saying punch the Russians in the nose? What do you make with? Christie saying, let's shoot down Russian jets. I mean, it sounded like frothing mad dogs.
Yeah, no. I mean, we have been too aggressive. We can no longer police the world. We don't have the capacity. We failed in Vietnam, then we failed in Iraq, failed in Afghanistan. We can fight an on-and-on war against somebody like Russia, like if they invade Ukraine. That we can do. But fighting these guerrilla wars, and I would not provoke Russia. Why would you provoke Russia? If they do attack, we support our allies. But we have to get people to defend themselves in their own territories and support them rather than us being the ones come in and do it for them. We can't afford that. And especially in the Middle East, you go in the Middle East, even if you win, even if you help people, they still hate you because you're considered infidels. They don't want us. And ISIS is trying to tempt us every way they can to come into the Middle East, boots on the ground, so they can defeat us once and for all.
Well,
we should not do that at any cost.
Absolutely. And it comes down to this. I love everybody. I am a true classical liberal at the end of the day. And I was against all these wars against the Muslims and stuff. So I knew it would stir them up and it would be a problem. That said, though, studying it, I mean, a large portion of Muslims, especially, you know, the whole Wahhabist groups, they literally hate my guts and say I'm trash and want to enslave me and my family. And, I mean, and the political correct folks can't respond to that. But, I mean, I'm not the one doing this. It'd be like if I was Jewish and I said Hitler's coming after me. I mean, I'm not supposed to say I like Hitler because I'm, you know, anti-German if I don't like Hitler. Or I'm anti-Soviet because I'm a capitalist and they want to arrest me. I mean, radical Islam is taking over Islam. It wants to conquer me and my family. It's super oppressive. It's Stone Age. It's Dark Age. I don't like it, and I'm going to say the truth about it.
Well, you know, Bill Maher is one of the most liberal people out there. He's a comedian, but he's a real political commentator, and he says the same thing. He said there is something fundamentally wrong with their approach and their beliefs, and it is difficult. And you know, somebody should start saying, look, if they don't reform their religion, they're going to provoke a lot of backlash. There's no question about it.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, the Middle East is not going to win a war with Europe.
No.
Now, and the thing is, the socialists want to make a deal with them to come in and checkmate and take over. They're going to stab them in the back, too. I mean, we've got to reform Islam, or there's going to be this clash of civilizations, and I'm telling you, the Muslims are going to lose.
Yes. I mean, the only thing they have in their favor is
demographic
and demographics, because they breed more than we do. And they know that.
You know, and why wouldn't Europe want to repopulate with, say, people from Chile or something who are Christian, have some free market ideas? I'm nothing against the folks in the Middle East and stuff, but I mean, this just doesn't come, it doesn't go together. There's been major wars for 1400 years. Parts of Europe Poland and Spain got taken over. I mean, I don't understand this idea that bring in these people who say they're going to conquer us.
Yeah, and that's why we're fortunate. We attract people, especially from Asia, but especially Mexico and Latin America, and they are more like us. They tend to be Christians. It's easier to assimilate people that have at least a similar.
Yeah, so why isn't Europe in trying to get Latin Americans to come?
Well, because it's hard. They're far away. I mean, where they are, if you look south of Europe, what you have is North.
So it's like,
Africa,
oh, here's
the
Muslim
East.
Countries. They've invaded us about 100 times. Let's just give part of Serbia to Albania. I mean, I just can't handle it. I mean, our elites are really out of control. Who's up first here? Eric in Minnesota, you're on the air. You got a question for Harry Dent.
Hey, thank you, Alex. I just love listening to your show, buying all your products.
Thank you.
Really trying to throw off the liberals up here in Minnesota that there's a lot of free thinkers.
I understand, brother. What's your question?
Okay, my question is, our family, we're looking to sell our house, and my question for Harry is, would you recommend us selling the house right now and then maybe renting for a year or two and then finding a good price after this recession or this downturn hits? What would you recommend?
Excellent question, yeah. Eric. God bless you.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Yes,
go ahead.
Eric, 100%. Real estate even more than stocks, because even if I'm a little late selling stocks, I can still sell them any minute of the day. Real estate freezes up. Gets very illiquid fast when we see a crash like we saw in 2008. I've been telling people sell real estate by early 2016 at the latest. And if you get a, don't be too picky. If you get a reasonable offer, take it. And I think it's going to be a number of years before we get a buy opportunity, maybe at least 2020, possibly earlier. Of course, there's always great deals in a crash, but I've been renting since late 2005 when I predicted the real estate would crash last time around, and it did.
You predicted when it would crash.
Yeah. Well, I said in late 2005, this bubble's getting ready to burst, and then a few months later, housing prices peaked in early 2016.
You called it really close, though, in 2008, in 2007-8.
We called that 20 years in advance.
But you even called, I haven't read the articles in a while, but didn't you call it right in the exact sector when it were?
Well, we warned it was coming. You know, that market kind of sneaked in. We called that one a little bit after. We said, okay, now the stock market fine. But at first, it didn't look like a peak.
We're going to come back and talk to George, Steve, and others straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Watch me. Watch me. I got it. Watch me.
I got something in my simple bag.
Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout.
Call me a freak. I'll 45 more minutes to the next hour with Mr. Guest. And we're going to interview him, Jakari Jackson, for the Nightly News tonight. David Knight's going to be taking over. He's going to be talking about the no-fly zones, the calls for war, the GOP debates, the FAA coming to town. This is so big, Shane. Even a half-pound toy plane, I mean, something that costs $20, these little bitty drones, that they'll give you huge fines and prison time if you don't register with the FAA. And the power to tax is the power to destroy. $27,000 fines, $250,000 fines, 3 years in prison. This is just unbelievable. And they can already geolocate with the drones where they can't fly in restricted areas. This is so incredible. And I predict this is going to be ignored massively. Like the $15,000 fines that Obama put in for garage sales. No one follows that. But it just shows, I'm not kidding, folks, type that in, $15 million fines for garage sales. The feds say they're illegal. I want to take some more phone calls here with Mr. Dent. Who's up next here? Let's go ahead and talk to George in Connecticut. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Dent, I'm presently, most of my investments are in an IRA, and I basically dissolved almost everything except GLD, a small portion. I'm trying to think about maybe putting it into real estate or into real gold, solid gold under my name. But do you have to take delivery type of thing to be sure? Because my greatest concern is, they're going to be doing bail-ins. The government is saying, oh, the IRA, well, let's take 50% of your IRA.
They're already talking about that, and they've done it in Europe. But then, I mean, so there's a lot of questions there. What about them going after cash, bail-ins? What do you protect? How do you protect yourself from that? Well, thank you, George.
Here's the important thing. This downturn will be unlike any downturn in your lifetime. It will be like the 30s. When you get bubbles and everything, everything's bubbled up. Real estate, commodities, gold was a bubble and is bursting. Stocks all around the world. Everything crashes, just like in 2008. Look at late 2008 when the meltdown actually happened and Lehman Brothers was melting down. Stocks, commodities, gold went down.
And you've been predicting the deflation, and you've been proven right. Now, isn't it true, though, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, gold's going to go stratospheric, though?
Absolutely. The emerging world's going to drive the next boom from early 2020s forward. They are heavy commodity buyers and heavy gold buyers.
For me, gold is an emergency thing that you literally bury, and then in an emergency, you can at least get something for it, but down the road, it's just going to be absolutely valuable with all this inflation that will come after the deflation.
Yeah, I don't like gold, and real estate's going to deflate more than anything. So it's better to keep your money in safe, low yield, safe bonds, cash, things
like that. But he's saying, what about bail-ins and looting? What about government looting?
Well, to me, the best thing to do is have your money in a brokerage account under your name, not in a bank account, things like that.
What about getting a small farm and working with folks that know how to do it and trying to produce organic food?
Right. If you can produce something affordable and be more self-sufficient,
that's the way to go.
But farmland is also in a bubble. Believe me, it's gone up 7 to 10 times in the last.
So wait till that busts and then go into it if you know what you're doing. I totally agree with that. Let's go ahead and talk to who's been holding the longest here. Let's talk to Greg in Michigan. A quick question for Mr. Dent.
Gentlemen, Merry Christmas to you all. Harry, I'm a big fan. I read your first book in 1989. I think it was called The Power to Predict, and I read The Great Boom Ahead in 2006. But I'm still struggling with the idea that gold is a commodity when central banks are buying it hand over fist. It's being manipulated on the COMEX. It's really a currency. By the way, people are treating it.
I agree. It has a dual use. This is the one thing I'm not sure about. I mean, I think it's good to listen to what he's saying. He's probably right, at least the next 5-10 years. But I don't know. Keep going with your question. We're going to come back and he'll answer it.
Well,
anything else?
No, I think it's a currency.
All right, I'll get him to answer that. Some stations don't carry the fourth hour. If not, they got great shows coming up. We'll be at Infowars.com/show with the free feeds. Fourth hour coming up, and then he'll be on the Nightly News tonight. I'm Alex Jones.
GCNLive.com today.